other time as far as that's concerned. But we'll have a 9:30 meeting over here and come out with a some sort of resolution of this, solution of it, and handle it.
What I think that committee ought to do is come out and say that that each senator that has any income from any business that has anything to do with the government or any law practice could file his income with it from any separate income for which he's employed. I'd exempt speeches and stuff like that, but I just show if you've got an income from grocery store, why, you can put it in. But I'd make a substantive recommendation.
Yeah,
any of this other stuff, I'd say that's pure cheap politics and table the hell out of it. But I'd get Pell. They say he doesn't act too strong. Jordan says he doesn't come in and swing, and Jordan's incapable of swinging. Clark is capable of swinging, but he opens them up to publicity and kind of goes along with the Scott line once in a while. He's been awfully helpful. But you've got to make him see that he is the counsel in this thing, and he can't let Case open it up, because every time he gets a story, it just boils it over again, and they had no more business having Case come down there with an open hearing with television. He's filled every television in this country now, and it's more than all of our debates could ever get us. I saw him just shouting and ranting last night. And, of course, Everett doesn't know that, and they're just going to use this as a springboard.
I have one suggestion that I think will save the day. I guess maybe that I can't have you then. No, I won't. I would suggest go. So I'll talk to him.
You just tell him that you've talked to a friend of his who's been working with him down here pretty close, and that we're looking to him to take charge of that just like he took charge of the civil rights thing after the 60 convention, and because this other fellow's just not capable of doing it, and they're just trying to make an issue out of it. Of course, I think he's sensitive to Scott. I don't know. He made a motion to open it up, and that gets it on television. And
he's done that now, and that's about enough, it seems to me.
That's right. But this Williams is mean, and he wants to make speeches and this and that, and somebody's just going to have to be there and take his britches off. Of course, we're going to beat Williams. We can beat him up there this year. And if they want to go into everybody's collected money, well, just how much is Mr. Goldwater, this presidential candidate? He came in and he ran this committee of the Republicans all these years, and he collected more money from more people than anybody in the country. And they've got a Republican, you know, this damn fellow that works for the Republican National Committee is lent to the Republican Senatorial Committee. They've been down in Texas, and they've written two of the slanderous, scandalous books that you ever saw about my election and about our income and about our TV, and he never identifies himself as a Republican at all. Got out these books, paperbacks, but the biggest smear you ever saw. And Goldwater, though, was the head of their committee, and he collected money from every damned oil man in Texas and distributed it around to all of them. Now, if they want to call him in here and yank him up, say, who did you give money to, like Bobby Baker? If that's going to be the thing, Dirksen ought to know it.
I told him just that. I told him exactly that.
Goldwater handled all of their money, always. We've got a record up there. I never handled any money. Nobody brought me any money, and I didn't distribute any money. But I told Bobby Baker that he was a damned idiot to ever be close to it, that he oughtn't to be secretary of that committee. Tried to keep him from doing it, but everybody else was saluting him, and he was operating mighty big, and he was too big for his britches, but he wasn't very big for his britches when I was there. He didn't do that, but they've got it now, and they want to try to imply that there's something wrong, and the only thing we can do is just table the living hell out of them, and I'd make Russell make a speech, and then you make a good one, and that puts the two of you together. Now, do you think you got this civil rights in decent shape?
Yes, sir.
We passed Ida today.
Yes, sir.
237-143, and we beat
her. I have a little trouble on the civil rights. My groups up here, the leadership conference people, are just up in arms, as they gently are, over anything. And I must confess that old Joe, God dang it, I thought we had Joe all wired. He was in there, and I stepped out of the room here when I answered the phone for your call. And I went into another room, and while I was away 5 minutes, Joe gave him a lecture about that we'd sold out on Title VII. But I talked with Bob Kennedy about it, and I told Bob, I said, he and I, we've got a compact. And I said, now look, we're sticking together. I mean, you're in on this, and I'm in on it. And there ain't anybody moving or wiggling around. And with Everett Dirksen, the whole bunch, before we left that room today, Joe, I will say, walked out before then. He said, look, I'm not going to cause you any trouble, but I don't want to be here because I'm not sure I want to agree yet, see? And but before the rest of us went out, which included Hart of Michigan, who was great, and Maggie and myself, and Dirksen and Aiken and Saltonstall, I said, we got to have not only little understanding here, but if we're going to be for this, what we've done, we're going to be for it, and we're going to resist everything else.
That's right. That's
and we're going to go to our own caucuses, and we're going to sell it.
Now, can Dirksen get votes for cloture?
Yes, sir. He can get 25 votes. I had dinner with him last night. And, Mr. President, we've got a much better bill than anybody even dreamed possible. We haven't weakened this bill one damn bit. In fact, in some places, we've improved it. And that's no lie. We really have.
Well, now, what you've got to do is tell these leadership people is this one thing, the thing that we are more afraid of than anything else, is we'll have real revolution in this country when this bill goes into effect, that I've got to go on television in a fireside chat and say to them, now, it took us 10 years to put this Supreme Court decision into effect on education, but we have got to appeal to all of you to come and put this law into effect. And unless we have the Republicans joining us and helping putting down this mutiny, we'll have mutiny in this goddamn country. So we've got to make this an American bill and not just a Democratic bill. And they've got to be glad that the Republicans have participated like McCullough and like Dirksen, because it doesn't do any good to have a law like the Volstead Act if you can't enforce it.
That's right. And, now, Andy B. Miller is here, and I had Clarence Mitchell, Andy B. Miller, Tom Harris, the AFL attorney, Joe Rao and Aronson, all these guys in. I've been trying to keep in touch with them. God almighty, I tell you.
Yeah, I know it.
And Andy sat there and shook his head, you know, this is awful and so on. And I just said to him, very frankly, I said, well, no, God damn it, let's just settle down to business. You know damn well you can't pass the bill up here that we got. If anybody thinks he could, I ought to. I'm more for it than any of you people ever thought about being. I'm the guy that's going to catch hell for weakening the bill, as you fellows say. But, Andy, I got to talk to George Meade and tell George Meade, look here, this is as far. My God, we're going so far in this bill that it'll be the greatest advance in 100 years.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
And if perchance you see Meade in any way, just touch him up a bit.
I will, and you ought to get Bob Kennedy to call him, too.
Yeah, I will. I'll get it. I told Bob that he had to get on that telephone. I just talked to him here about 20 minutes. Said you got to use your influence now. I'm putting myself on the line, and you're going to check me, and I'm going to check you.
Now, Dirksen think he can get the Hickenloopers and
yes,
folks
sir.
Like that?
Dirksen feels that he can get 25 votes for cloture.
And how many you got? 40.
We got 42 or 43. We got 41 for sure, and that means we got cloture, and we can put this bill out, and we can then. It'll take us a little time. We're not going to rush anybody here now, but the truth is that Dirksen said today to our group that he contemplated about the first week of June.
Do you know they think they're going to win with Wallace and Maryland?
Yeah, well, this is what they're all waiting for. And I'll tell you, by the way, I called the National Committee today. They haven't given any money for the goddamn campaign in Maryland. I told John Bailey, I said, what in hell is up? I said, you people have got the fight of your life over here. First of all, our candidate's not a good candidate. Let's face it.
That's right.
Brewster, God almighty, it just did.
I was amazed. I thought he was, I didn't know that boy was as dumb as he is.
I just figured it wasn't maybe smart for a fellow like me to get involved in it. I'd love to, but it's all a matter of judgment whether carpetbaggers and this sort of thing are helpful.
I think you ought to get some reporter, though, to write. And Pearson or some of the people that you can contact, everything I say, they immediately label it. You ought to say that all these years, the Southerners have resented people coming into their states, and they talk about the do-gooders in the North. And yet now it's the South that's going in and stirring up this trouble in these tear gases. Alabama's coming into Maryland, and Alabama's going into Indiana, and Alabama will be going into New York. They're fine ones to be talking. They've been raising hell about it all these years. Pretty good point.
Yes, sir.
And well, he's just a divide and conquer. That's what he is.
And he's clever.
Yes, he is.
I watch him on the radio.
Yeah.
Television.
Yeah, I saw him.
These commercials are no damn good.
That's right. 6:30 tonight, he had a lot of stuff on Huntley Brinkley nationwide. All the crowds are applauding him, and the kids are applauding him, and all that.
Oh, it just makes me sick.
Well, You're doing a wonderful job, though. And I think stay on this one, though, in the morning and try to...
This is number one. We'll handle this.
And make Mansfield get some guts in him. Make him get up there and say something about this, and let's kill this off, because we can make this party thing and hold together on it.
Yes, sir.
All right.